SBS has obtained exclusive footage of delivery workers illegally using Sydney's busy road tunnel system. One of the videos shows a food courier on a bicycle caught on the Eastern Distributor in the Central Business District, holding up traffic and narrowly avoiding being hit. Appearing to look lost as cars swerve past him, the man is shown trying to hail a ride before police finally pick him up. In the same two-week period in the same tunnel, a cyclist from food delivery service Foodora takes the same hair-raising route. Despite an 80-kilometre speed limit and no cycle lane, he passes through. And on another occasion at night, two cyclists struggle to leave the tunnel, forced to push their bikes to the side and walk out. Australia's largest private toll road operator, Transurban, is alarmed. Christine Cooney, Transurban's Group General Manager for New South Wales, explains it's a growing problem.
The rise of home delivery via bicycles has really caused a lot of this increase over the last few months, but we're definitely seeing it on a weekly basis.
Demand for food delivery apps such as Foodora, Uber Eats and Deliveroo have skyrocketed this year. Tony Sheldon, the National Secretary for the Transport Workers Union, says thousands of couriers are contracted nationwide.
We're seeing no or little explanation of road rules, very little in the way of inductions. Whilst we've got courier companies such as Tolls in the courier parcel industry that spend 3 days inducting new employees in bicycle courier work.
Dr. Alex Veen from the University of Sydney is co-authoring a national study into the food delivery sector. After interviewing 50 cyclists, he found a considerable proportion are from overseas.
We found that at least 46 of them were either international students or working holiday makers who were here in Australia for a short period of time. It wouldn't surprise me if it does happen occasionally that riders end up in these sort of circumstances because of a lack of familiarity with the rules and the roads here in Australia.
Uber Eats cyclist Mohammed is an Indian international student. He says while he obeys the law, he's seen many others break it.
Some students, they don't follow the rules and they go on wrong way and they will be in very much dangerous for their lives.
In statements, the three major food delivery services have all said safety is paramount. Deliveroo says new riders are taught about road rules and other factors like weather conditions. Uber Eats says it provides tips from government agencies as soon as couriers sign up, while Foodora added it has a safe riding policy which all contractors are required to follow, which are also required to pass a safety test. Regardless, Dr. Veen says he wants standards to improve.
Further opportunities for training before they get onto the roads might be one way to raise the safety of these particular riders.
Tony Sheldon says the union is building cases against what it calls exploitative companies.
We've seen example after example where injuries are occurring, where people are being put into danger and life-threatening situations because of these companies wanting to make a buck.
Transurban's Christine Cooney also warns cyclists they need to learn the rules of the road to know where they can and cannot travel.
You may not be familiar with Sydney streets. You may think that you're entering a safe situation, but tunnels are an absolute no-go zone for cyclists.